You know what I forgot, Raven?
What's that?
I forgot how stressful holiday shopping is. It is so stressful. Am I the only one that, like, every year this is so stressful?
What do you stress over primarily, though? Is it budget? Is it making sure that the gift is completely in line with something that they're actually into? Because, I mean, you have a lot of cousins, nieces, nephews, all that type of stuff, and they're going to see what the other one gets.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Actually, this year, so my cousins and I, we all buy for our kids, you know? And this year I sent a group text message to all of them.
Sure.
And I said, listen, guys, we're probably not going to see each other.
Right.
I go, and you probably don't need more dinosaurs for the kids.
Right. So let's, like, get specific here.
No. I said, let's just skip all the little kids' gifts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, which is a big deal. And they were all like, yep. Because yeah, there's like 10 of them. You know, like, so that was a little bit more of like a relief off my shoulders.
All named Anna, Marie, and Joey.
It's true. Italian family. But I just saw a stat and it made me giggle because it made me realize how true it is. And this is the biggest problem, the stress I have with the holiday season and the shopping, is that 61% of people see gift giving as a competition and they want to out-gift others this year.
I mean, I think I've done that at times in my life. Birthday parties, you know, showers, that type of thing. I mean, I think I've done that where you're like, we got to make sure our gift is better than that gift or whatever it may be. But you know, at this age, I actually just had this debate with my wife because she says that I always am free to spend too much on everybody because I just blow the budgets right out of the water. But I always say, you know what? I just want to make sure that it's something that is unexpected, surprising, and fun.
Yeah, that's out-gifting everybody.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly what that is.
I mean, in my heart, I believe I do it from a place of Santa.
Well, I think that they created so much hype around the perfect gift and showing somebody, especially because in COVID times, more than ever, you have to show them you care and specialize
from a distance.
And I'm like, oh, how am I just going to send a gift card to my niece? Like, I got to really think about something she's going to like. And then I start thinking about all kinds of crazy things.
Right.
And then you realize,
how about an airplane?
I'm like, what if I book a house where we all go for Easter break? And like things that you can't even do that are not real, are way over budget.
There's a Land Rover Power Wheels this year. I'm just looking around going, don't I know a 4-year-old boy? Don't I know one?
Yeah. So I see why this is so competition. And I think it's even harder for people like you work with because you don't want to give just a bottle of wine and hey, congrats, thanks, we did it. Here's another year. We did 2020.
Right.
But then you don't know what to do because you don't want to overstep boundaries either. My girlfriend said to me she was getting her boss a wallet. I go, you can't buy your boss a wallet. He's married.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like, that's a personalized gift, right? If it's monogrammed or whatever, that's a thing.
I don't know why.
Don't buy me any lingerie. All right? Let me put that out there right now.
You don't think your wife, Alicia, wants you to buy these jockeys?
Idea shot.
These moutons I got for you?
Don't buy me any lingerie.
I don't know. Well, good luck with all your holiday shopping. And don't forget, you have to get things soon. This is the other stressor because the shipping.
It's not going to arrive on time.
It's not going to arrive on time. Yeah. There's too much and everybody's ordering online. So just keep adding to the stress. It's just never ending. Santa Tip Line is back. Santa needs help. He needs to know who's been naughty, who's been nice, and he asked us to get you involved. And that's why you can call 833-431-0905 anytime you want. Leave a message for the big guy and let him know who belongs on the good and naughty list.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
Message received yesterday.
My boyfriend should definitely be on the naughty list. I've caught him liking a lot of posts from other women. And I don't know what that's about, but when I asked him about it, he tried to say it wasn't him. He's like, it's not me. And he doesn't know that I can see what he likes. So, yeah, naughty list and dumb list.
She said it dumb list.
Busted. Remember when I first got on Instagram and then I friended like Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande and all that stuff. And then I would like their photos because I felt like they were scrolling through and checking to see who liked their photos and whatnot. And I was like, oh, look at this. This is a positive message. And then you told me it was creepy.
Well, all of a sudden, Raven News knew nothing about social media. I mean, this is not years ago.
Still don't.
This is weeks ago, I think. And all of a sudden, I pops up and I start seeing Raven likes Ariana Grande picture. Raven likes Miley Cyrus picture. Right. And I'm like, Raven, everyone can see that.
They're great,
like,
photos, though. They're great photos.
And you truly believed that they were going to follow you back. They were going to follow you back.
I just thought that they would appreciate my support. Yeah, that's
no.
all.
No, if you like things, you see it. She said the dumb list. That was my favorite part.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, I'd like to put my boss on the naughty list. I just requested 2 weeks off for the holidays, and he told me he couldn't approve because he's going to need all hands on deck. I work at a supply house. Is it really that important for me to be there? Said I could take 3 days.
Anna, if there's nobody in the supply house, guess what happens with the supplies?
There's no more kitchen sinks to give out?
There's no more supplies being delivered. I mean, he could work in any kind of supply house, an office supply house, a plumbing supply house, anything. We need those supplies.
Yeah.
We need them.
Two weeks off is a long time. I mean,
for a supply house, I'm thinking,
I guess,
yeah. I mean,
right?
If you got the time, I want you to get your time. Well, I want you to get your compensation, but I also want to get that gasket that I need to put this on. You know,
we need things from the supply house. Listen, I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll share it with the big guy. We'll let him make the decision.
If I have a plumbing problem, like, I need you there, buddy.
True.
Message received yesterday.
Hi. I think that I'm a good girl, and I deserve to be on the nice list. I also think that Anna and Raven and her daughter should be on the naughty list.
What?
Message deleted.
Why is my daughter on the naughty list?
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
I can just tell from her tone of voice that she belongs on the naughty list.
For you, yeah, you can hear it. You can hear it.
There's a little bit of arrogance in there,
right?
All right?
It's not nice. I'm not going to make fun of a kid.
But it was totally like a Willy Wonka scene.
Well,
right.
It became free game when she started saying my daughter belonged on the naughty
you
list.
Call, you yeah. leave the message, you could end up on the radio. Again, I support the fact that point out the people around you that are being naughty. It's only going to make yourself look better.
Right. And maybe some people that are being good, too. Again, that's Santa tip line, 833-431-0905. How do you not get scammed this holiday season? Luke Fry is the Associate Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau. It's Anna and Raven. Luke, what's the number one thing people keep falling for that they should not be?
I would say overall just online purchase scams. They happen all the time. They definitely increase around the holidays, and especially due to COVID. I mean, everybody is ordering the vast majority of their Christmas presents online this year.
Yeah, one thing that I see, Luke, as a business owner and somebody that has a website, I just feel like there's always a lot more of attention paid to me. I get messages, voicemails, emails, all sorts of different stuff. What can I trust if I get a message from the BBB?
Usually, we don't reach out to consumers. Consumers have to either file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau towards a company, even in terms of owning a business or your personal inbox. Looking out for emails from people who you A, don't know, have grammatical errors, are asking you to open up attachments. A lot of people are getting those tracking emails. And I always tell people, if you haven't ordered a package and you get a tracking email, you shouldn't click on that link.
Yeah.
It could download some sort of malware onto your computer.
That's the thing, though, Anna. We all want to win. We all want to think that there's a secret surprise
right.
that's coming for us somewhere.
Well, see, I have the opposite problem where I've ordered a ton online. So I'm getting all these strange FedEx texts, UPS emails, and I don't know what's real and what's not real because they've gotten so good at like kind of duplicating the look. Yeah,
right.
Is there like any telltale signs that, okay, this is a scam? This is going to hack into my computer and steal all my passwords. Like, is there anything that we should be looking for?
Trying to keep on top of your online purchases is one, but
Luke, we all know that's not happening.
Also, actually taking that tracking code and going to that shipper's site and tracking it that way is the most safe.
I do like the rule of you guys aren't typically going to call me. You know what I hear when I hear that, Anna? Never call them back. If somebody says they're never going to call you, that means you can ignore any sort of solicitation that comes from them ever the rest of your life.
Exactly. It's kind of like the IRS constantly spoofed as scams. You know, people don't ever have to call them back. If a person calls you and tells you, hey, you're going to be arrested, I tell people all the time, if you are going to be arrested, it's just going to happen.
Right.
Nobody's going to call you and tell you ahead of time.
Give you a heads up. I've had a lot of issues when I've ordered things through social media sites. When those ads pop up and then you buy something and then I find out it's coming from China and it takes 12 weeks to get here and then it's not what I wanted. In general, do you find those like Instagram and Facebook things to be more detrimental than like good experiences?
We see a lot of issues when it comes to ads on social media. It's usually one of two different scenarios. One, you order order a product and ends up taking a long time to get here. It's not as high quality as you'd hoped. Or one other problem with ads, they're fraudulent. It may look like an ad for Target or a big box store, and it looks like it's taking you to that site. You have to check the URL. Scammers create sites that look eerily similar or even exactly like the retailers. So you have to be careful.
I think I did that last night, to be honest. I really think I did. I think I saw an ad pop up. I thought it was going to Bloomingdale's, and I think I was on a fake site.
Yeah, no, I think I got one from Amazon just a few days ago. I didn't click it because I'm much smarter than you.
But they put pretty shoes on, and I fell for it. I was like, oh, look, they're on sale. Right, and I clicked right through
to
it.
You were like, oh, I did win.
Right.
Told you, everybody loves a surprise.
All right, Luke Fry from the Better Business Bureau, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you wait 36 hours in line to buy a PS5, that is all I need to know about you.
Wow.
Line outside of Best Buy. Here's some news from it.
What time did you get here?
Wednesday night at like 8 o'clock.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
36 hours that dude waited in line.
Did he get his PS5?
Yep.
Then it all worked out for him. I bet you he could sell that thing right now for twice as much. He won't, but I bet you could sell it for twice as much.
Well, there's a lot of people that were in the line that also said that their whole point of waiting in the line was that they were going to resell it. And I know,
because
I'm dealing with so many of my friends right now that are going crazy. Now, first of all, it's expensive. Now, I don't come from a gaming family. My kids are not into it. So to spend $500 on a video console is crazy. And then to think you're going to spend $800 or $1,000 to get one just seems insane.
If you look, so you're not a gamer, but if you look proportionately, actually, it's pretty very reasonably priced, actually.
Oh,
if you look at for the equipment that you're getting and how the machine is built and what its capabilities are and how it's going to last and how this platform is going to be your gaming system for the next few years, it's actually a pretty good purchase. And to be fair, Microsoft's new offering for Xbox, also a good purchase this year. It's the first time in like 5-6 years, right? Maybe even longer, that we've seen video game systems be the item you have to stand outside and wait for. It's been a long time.
Yeah, but imagine you wait in line and then this happens.
Two people in front of me, both their cards declined.
Oh, what?
You wait
in line.
I'll
take theirs.
Right, you wait 30, you didn't check to make sure you had the cash in your bank account before you got in line for 36 hours? Like, are you nuts?
Well, they're holding out hope, man.
That's all I need to know about
days,
you.
You don't know what's passing, what's clearing, what's not. You're holding out hope. Imagine waiting a day and a half.
And then being like, your car gets declined.
I mean, I'd give my first child whatever it took.
That doesn't seem right.
Do you like these boots? How about this watch? What can I trade you?
I was thinking about it. I go, as a mom, I would probably do it. Like, if this is really what my kid wanted, and I'm like, sure, okay, I would do it. But for myself, I don't think there is anything in the world I would wait 36 hours in line. Remember when I went to Disney when Frozen first came out, and I waited in line for 6.5 hours for Hayden to meet Elsa and Anna?
You were texting me during the time, and I thought you were insane.
Right.
I would have gave up long before.
The best part is, like, you know, her and my husband are walking around the park and
having
I just
a
sat
great
in line,
time.
Having the best time of their life.
Right.
And I'm just standing there in line with my book.
And then
reading.
It comes time for the meet and greet, and she's like, yeah, thanks for the photo. Bye.
Yeah, she gets up there, my daughter. She's finally meeting Anna and Elsa. It's all she wanted to do on this trip. I wait all those hours in line.
Right.
She doesn't even blink an eye. Yeah. I burst into tears.
Right. That's the greatest moment of my life. Right?
I did it. Right.
You carried her over the threshold or got her out of the burning building. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think the last and the longest I've ever waited for anything, actually, I would have to say, might have been PS3. You'd
really
have to look up one that came out. But I think it was PS3 or PS4, and I think I probably waited 3 to 4 hours. And it was cold. Again, it was the same time of year. But that's probably the longest I've ever waited for anything.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was. You know, I still own both of them, three and a four.
Well, you know, if you wait in line for 36 hours, you could sell them at a markup of about $300.
And you know that I would be the guy there for that.
Yep. I still don't understand, Raven, what the show is that you watch that you're so embarrassed to talk about.
Oh,
For a show that you're so embarrassed to admit that you watch,
yeah.
You can't stop talking about it.
Well, because I feel like it's just something that I have to share with somebody. That way they'll be witnesses to the fact that I'm not actually doing anything wrong. That
okay.
This has been put out there by a network, okay. And I am just witness to this situation.
It's Anna and Raven.
Yeah.
Raven has been talking about this for days.
Yeah.
You're embarrassed that you watched a show and you don't want people to know it, but you can't stop talking.
Well,
is it?
Here's the thing. So, I mean, listen, there's a lot of different programs that are out there, obviously, R-rated or dramatic content that we all watch. I mean, it's the golden age of television. There really is great stuff out there. Even before COVID, it was even better. Now, when stuff slowed down, it's a little bit different. So, you know, we're thirsting for entertainment. I've gone through Netflix, all right? I've gone through everything that's on Xfinity. I've gone through HBO. And so lately, there's been this buzz about this show, A Teacher, on Hulu, all right? And this is all about a relationship between a teacher and a student, which, I mean, let's be real. This is something that's been happening with more frequency over the last, like, decade or whatever. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
And now, when I've got big bay windows, okay? And so the TV is on and you can see it from the street. If the shades are open, you can see my television from the street. People take walks and everything in my neighborhood. So listen, if Game of Thrones was on, I would close the shades because I know that there's preteens and so forth in the neighborhood. I don't want them to think I'm watching, you know, pornographic movies, that type of thing or whatever. This is the type of show that you don't want anybody to see that you're watching it in your house. So I had to close my shades the other day again, too.
So you put it on knowing that it makes you feel silly and irky inside.
No, not silly, but irky.
Irky,
yes.
Okay.
Like I'm witnessing something that's wrong, but yet I can't turn away because now I feel like I'm in it. I have to have the complete story. I almost feel like I'm on a jury. That's what I'm on a jury right now, but I don't want anybody in my neighborhood to see that I'm watching it. Thankfully, yesterday's episode is one where now things are they're taking a different turn.
Okay, well, good.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now I can feel a little bit more appropriate about it, but it's uncomfortable and provocative is what I would say.
I think there are some shows that you watch that they make you feel uncomfortable and you don't want people to know that you're watching them.
Right. Some things you do just guilty pleasure. Other things you do because you're a bad person you don't want them to know.
Right. Well, like, so,
I don't want anybody to question which one I am.
There's two ones that come to my mind. There's a show called Nailed It where they just have to replicate baking items, but they don't know how to do it well, so they just make terrible versions of that item. It's on Netflix.
Perfect.
It's like funny, but it's so dumb. It's so dumb. I don't want to admit to people that I watch it with regularity, but I do. And I just giggle at the fact that people can't bake, which is so dumb. Right.
It is kind of dumb, but okay. Glad you're enjoying that.
But the other thing is, like, as a parent, you have to be really careful what you're watching.
Right.
And I'm really into these documentaries on Netflix. And there's a series that came out on Netflix called The Unwell. Have you seen them?
I've heard about it, but I have not watched it.
Okay, so the first episode was all about, it's a documentary about the wellness industry and kind of like how it manipulates people.
Right.
First one was about essential oils. I was 100% in. I was watching it, like, you know.
You were like, I knew that.
Folding clothes, the kids are running in and out of the room, everything is fine.
Right.
Second episode is about, like, tantric. And like Kama Sutra.
Oh, good.
Right?
Yeah, no, don't have that on.
All of a sudden, I ran, I closed the door, and it was like, I didn't know. I was
no
like,
witnesses.
I was like,
no witnesses.
Should I shut this off?
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Mommy's having her private time
oh,
right now.
Oh, my gosh, it felt so dirty. I was like, I don't even care.
That's what I'm telling you. If you put a teacher on your watch list, it's going to be that and worse.
Lori wrote on our Facebook page, I've been watching General Hospital since Luke and Laura days. Also, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful, and Days of Our Lives.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Luke and Laura days are over? That's upsetting to me because, I mean, I watched it back in the day then, too, with my mom. I was a hostage audience, if you will.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the one show you're embarrassed to admit that you watch? So we asked on our Facebook page, and this all comes up because for days, Raven has been like, it's like almost like he's coming to me like it's confession, like I'm a priest.
It's been an uncomfortable situation for me. I've been watching A Teacher on Hulu, and this thing is like, it's wacky.
Because you say it's inappropriate, right?
Well, it's about a teacher and a student relationship, which we've seen in the news over the past decade happening more and more. I mean, you see it and you watch it and you believe it could be happening.
Raven, when you talk about it, your eyes get really wide, like you should not even be mentioning it because you feel dirty.
I told you, I feel like I'm on a jury, and that's why I'm there from beginning to end. And my wife thought it was a documentary. I mean, like, that's how real it is, and it's more graphic than I was prepared for.
Yeah, what's the one show you're embarrassed to admit you watch? Soap operas is a big one. People are afraid to admit that they still watch them. I don't know, I think it's fun. That's fine.
My dogs watch the Bold and the Beautiful every day. They love it.
Yeah.
They do. It's on all the time. Whenever we go out to the store or something like that, they enjoy that. Yeah, there's crazy stuff out there on TV nowadays.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you embarrassed to admit that you watch?
I watch South Park, but I don't want my kids to know, so I only watch it after they go to bed. It's a little bit too much for them.
I mean, South Park had its time. Are you so your shame basically comes to you and your family?
What?
Right? I mean,
South Park is still in its prime, my friend. You need to check it out.
No, I mean, I've seen it. Some of the episodes are still pretty good, but I get what you're saying. Like, South Park had a time where everybody was, like, watching South Park, and it was, like, a popular choice, absolutely. Even if you were adults. And now there's plenty of people that would feel like it's yesterday. But if you're simply not watching it because you're afraid your children will absorb the stuff that goes on in South Park, that's something else.
To be honest, I watched it with my dad as a kid, so I'm a little bit hypocritical here. But, you know, I want my kids to be better, you know?
Right. No. That I understand.
Yeah, there's something confusing about when things are animated. Kids don't understand that it's not just for kids. They're like, it's cartoons. Why can't I watch this? I get why you have to hide.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you watching that you don't want anyone to know about?
Tiny House Hunters. Not Tiny House Hunters, but Tiny House Hunters. And my husband thinks it's ridiculous and the most embarrassing thing ever, but I can't help it. I'm obsessed with it, and I think it's really fun.
My daughter, she's 11, my older one, was also obsessed with this. And I also...
Aren't there like three of them? Because I think I was watching Tiny House Nation or something.
Yeah,
there's like spinoffs and whatnot of them.
Because all I kept thinking is, who wants to live in these tiny houses? And I thought it was so dumb. But she would watch it religiously. Yeah. She loved it. She told me she wanted one in the backyard for herself.
Well, that's when I see the show, whenever they're looking at one, they're talking to a guy, I just think about their 20-something-year-old kid that they can't get out of their house, that they won't move away. And he announces that he wants to borrow $60,000 from them for his very last time. He's going to borrow money from them to buy this tiny house. And then I just picture them giving it to him, them getting the house, and 3 weeks later coming back to mom and dad and saying, well, I'm going to park it in the driveway here because it's really not big enough for me.
And the worst
part, I hate these kids on this show.
But
hate
then
them.
You go into their actual real houses, the couple's houses, and then they've got so much stuff.
Right.
Like, what are you doing buying a tiny house and making a tiny house when you have 17 boxes in your kitchen full of stuff?
Just set it on fire, man.
I don't know. Well, enjoy the show.
I do. It's my minimalist fantasy.
Right. Yep. Okay.
What's that show that you're embarrassed to admit you watch? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This came up because for days, Raven started watching some new show over the weekend. And like, his face gets all red and his eyes grow really big when he admits to it. And I don't understand why he feels like he needs to confess to me that he's been watching this show.
Well, first off, don't call it a guilty pleasure, because then that would sound like I'm taking pleasure in the show. And I'm not taking pleasure in the show. I'm just witnessing it for all of us. I'm watching A Teacher on Hulu right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. I mean, it's...
But you
still
watch
it. It's wonderfully done. It's a very good show. It's highly provocative. If you want stuff to talk about. But the thing is, you can only talk about it with somebody else that's seen it. And you can't be the person to ask somebody if they're watching it.
Is
like, somebody needs to come to you and confess that they're watching it. And then you can share in it.
Is that why you keep talking to me about it? Because you want me to watch it so you have someone to talk to about
it? I'm just saying it's crazy. It's a crazy show. It's about a teacher involved with a student, and it's a bit of messy.
All right. We asked on our Facebook page, what is your guilty pleasure, that show that
don't
you
watch?
Don't
use the word pleasure.
It's okay. What's the show that you watch that you're embarrassed to admit you watch?
I don't want anybody to know I'm watching it.
See what I mean? It's crazy. on our text line, let's see. I just watched my 1,000-pound sister. It was on Hulu.
What?
One sister was 600 pounds. The other was 400 pounds. Oh, no, I understand.
That's terrible.
When you watch those shows, like...
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
It
really is. Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
But you have to, like, you have to watch. You're like, you're drawn to it, and you can't keep your eyes off it. I get it.
You're
That's
hoping
one
for
of
resolution, something to go better, right?
Steven wrote on our Facebook page, I watch Dragon Ball, and I ain't embarrassed to admit it. The show is better than half the reality TV garbage. I had to Google what Dragon Ball is. It's Japanese anime. It's cartoons.
It's huge. No, it's absolutely huge.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll just point out the fact that if you have to prove that your thing is great by tearing down something else, then it's probably not that great.
Anderson wrote, old episodes of Celebrity Apprentice. I'm so sorry.
You should apologize. Because now when you go back and you look and you hear all the things that people have had to say over the last 4 or 5 years about their experience with that, you say to yourself, I think I'm witnessing a crime.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the show you're embarrassed to admit you watch?
Oh, my God. Any one of the 90 Days Fiancé series.
Oh, my God.
They are terrible.
I hate to tell anybody that I watch that stuff because it is so ridiculous.
It is terrible. And the spinoff, the Darcy and Stacey, is almost even worse. And those girls are from my hometown.
Why do you know so much about
it? Like, three of my friends are on the show.
That's even worse.
And so I have
to admit that.
I have to watch and, like, text my friends and be like, I just saw your truck on the show.
Gosh.
I just saw your store on the show.
But
Team Georgie, by the way.
That's
I go
popular,
for Georgie.
Though. It's a popular show.
It is.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you embarrassed to admit you watch?
I watch The Bachelor, just right now, The Bachelorette. It's kind of my guilty pleasure. I'm upset because I can't talk about it, and all I want to do is talk about this show, but my friends would never let me live it down if they...
Can you believe what Claire did? Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. I've applied to be on that show 3 times. Right now, I could be falling in love with Tayshia, and I'm not.
You got to do more crunches, man. I mean, I don't know what shape you're in. I'm sure you're in great shape, but you need to be in better shape.
I have a 4-pack. I don't have a 6-pack.
Oh, no. You got to get to work.
But I don't understand. Why would your friends make fun of you?
Because it's like trashy TV that is trying to be classy, which is worse. Like, I could watch Jersey Shore, no problem. But if I'm watching Bachelorette, it's like, it's trying too hard.
It's trying to be righteous.
But I love it.
Mm-hmm. Raven, would you make fun of him if he was your buddy and you knew that he was watching The Bachelorette every week?
Not if he was that close to being on it. I'd be like, you know, yeah, I know this dude. He's built like an Adonis. Good luck to him. You know, that kind of thing. If he was like, you know, 50-year-old and balding and, you know, potbelly and he was watching it, yeah, I might make a little fun of him. I might. Maybe that makes me shallow, but at least I'm being honest.
Mm. If you want to see what other guilty pleasures people have and admit your own, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. New York City needs your blood. It's Anna and Raven. So Mayor de Blasio has a plan, Raven.
Okay.
It's bribery. It's what it is.
Drum up some interest. Give them something cool.
Here he is.
The goal here is to get 25,000 New Yorkers to give blood this month. Not only will you get a cookie and a juice box, one of the great fringe benefits of giving blood, now you have an opportunity to also win some great prizes.
You can win fabulous prizes by giving your blood.
How about a vacation? Can I win a vacation? Where can I go?
You can win 3 amazing things. A vacation is not one of them.
Okay. What do you have as alternatives?
Notwithstanding the travails of the New York Jets season, you could get Coach's Club tickets to the home opener for the Jets next year.
He can't even say it with a straight face. You hear?
Listen to his voice.
Ready? Ready?
Get Coach's Club tickets to the home opener for the Jets next year.
You can't laugh.
Here's the thing. There'll be a lot of room in that Coach's Club because all the current coaches are going to be fired. Wow.
Second thing you can win? By giving blood?
Do you get to be the quarterback of the Jets?
No.
Okay.
You can get a VIP tour of the Empire State Building.
I'm into that.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, that's definitely cool because you know that there's like some secret spots of that place that you've never seen and you're never going to see on a regular public tour. That's cool.
Yeah, but then there's one last thing, trying to get blood.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
What's that? What's the third thing?
All right.
Free Krispy Kreme donuts for a year. That is not approved by the health department.
I wouldn't think so.
What?
It seems to me.
What?
So wait a minute. You get the blood of the healthy individual and then you give them diabetes?
Yes. That's what you're going to get.
I'm confused.
I heard that. I go, wait a minute. One, sign me up.
Yeah.
Two. What?
It seems like a bad idea. Right. Are we trying to thin the herd here? Are we looking for population control? Because that doesn't seem like a great idea.
Then all I kept wondering, and this is all I thought about all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Like a psychopath.
Yeah.
If you get Krispy Kreme donuts for a year.
Sure.
In reality.
Yeah.
How many can you eat?
Oh.
Like, do you go every day and get a Krispy Kreme donut too?
Right. Or do you get a dozen every week?
What do you do? Like, what's your protocol? You can do whatever you want, Raven.
Yeah.
What's your protocol? You've given blood. You have got the magic golden ticket. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You've won diabetes and Krispy Kreme donuts for a year.
Right.
How many do you eat and how often?
Well, I'm sure there's a limit on it somewhat. So I'm thinking it's probably like a dozen a week or something. So I'm thinking that, you know, the first couple weeks, they're all mine. I'm in a room. I'm eating these Krispy Kreme donuts. I feel like I'm dying. My arteries are closing at that exact moment.
You're not a quitter.
My first and last blood donation will actually be the last one of my lifetime, is what it looks like at this point. So then I'll start to bring the donuts to other people.
Okay.
Then I'll be the best friend that everybody never knew they had.
Then I'll get diabetes.
That's true. That could happen.
But
giving blood and rewarding people with donuts for a year, feels kind of like rewarding kids for behaving in school with a box of nails or a pair of scissors to run down a hallway with, or maybe a broken beer bottle before recess. Good job, Jimmy. Get out there and have some fun.
Right, but at the end of the day, they really do need blood donations. So if you are viable, please go and donate.
Yes.
Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday, this is when we do things to make us feel better about ourselves and things that you can do as well. Today, it's all about sparking creativity, Raven.
Well, that's good. I mean, we've been working a lot, so sometimes that gets a little bit more difficult the more busy you are.
Yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to do what is called a drawing technique.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to take a piece of paper. All you need is a paper and a pen, and you can do this as well. Not if you're driving, because you'll crash.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to put the paper on the floor. And you're going to plant your foot on it. Now, Raven, I think we have to take off our
shoes,
socks.
No shoes?
No shoes, and I'm going to probably take off my sock, too.
Oh, I'm leaving my sock on. I'm wearing black socks, and you know how when you get, like, the black lint around your toes?
Oh, my gosh, I have a hole in my sock.
Like, make
I didn't even know how
embarrassing. I mean, you should have thought this out.
I didn't know I had a hole in my sock.
Well, I'm going to use this paper on top of a clipboard, so
okay.
Anybody that's using this clipboard after that, know that it's got my foot on it.
All right, we're doing this on Facebook Live and on Raven if you want to see it for yourself.
What do I do?
Okay, you put your foot down on the paper.
Yeah.
And now you're going to trace your foot. Ready? Go trace your foot. Okay. Oh, my God. Bending over. I need to stretch. All right. So right now we're tracing our feet.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. How's yours?
It looks like a foot.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
With that part.
Okay, so now... Let's adjust ourselves. We've traced
our
foot.
Attractive looking, actually.
Let's okay. See. All right. Now what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, based on the artwork of your foot on the piece of paper,
yeah.
I want you to transform that. You're going to take 15 seconds, and whatever your heart desires,
okay.
Make that into a picture.
Yes.
Ready?
Okay, I'm doing
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is like a... Okay.
Oh, you better not be drawing the same thing as me, because then
Are you
I'll be
copying
upset.
Me?
I'll be upset if it's the same as mine.
Okay, and then I'm gonna. All right, so right now,
put
what we're
this
doing
on here. Yeah.
To spark creativity, it's called the drawing technique. And what you do is you trace your foot on a piece of paper, and
yeah.
Then you take that artwork and you create it into something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I started off just kind of doodling, and now I realize I've really created a work of art that I didn't see coming.
What is it? Let me see.
All right, let me see yours first.
Oh,
Raven.
No, but wait, okay.
Okay. Can you see what? All right, go. Let me see yours. Let me see yours.
Mine's a fish.
Oh, yours is a shark.
No, it's not a shark. Well, I guess it could be a shark. It's a fish. And then, you know, like when I used to draw cars when I was little, I would always have them peeling out.
Yeah.
So this could be a fin, or this could be a fish peeling out.
Yeah.
As I have here.
My foot.
Uh-huh.
It's Mount Rushmore. It's Mount Rushmore. Look at the faces of the presidents.
What do you do with the pinky toe, then? Is it actually just absorbing into your body? Like,
well, here's
one of those weird things of evolution? Are you one of those people?
I don't know how many presidents there are at Mount Rushmore.
Are you serious?
How many are there?
There's four.
Well, that's why there's only four toes.
I know, but... All right.
Yeah.
I'm just confused. Okay.
Do you feel like your creativity has been sparked by doing this?
It definitely has been, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many fish can peel out?
How many president toes can you put on Mount Rushmore? If you want to see this for yourself, you can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, and you can try it at home. Definitely with your kids. I think your kids will make some really interesting things, too.
Yeah, but once again, not in the car.
Not in the car. No.
No.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Derek and Amy. Amy, what's going on?
We have next door neighbors, and they're moving out of their place. They have a dog, and the wife came over and asked if we wanted to take it, because the apartment they're moving to won't take it.
Huh.
It's kind of tough, because the neighbors, they haven't been great. They're really loud and, you know, really dirty.
They're awful.
And thanks, honey. And I really want to take him, but I'm worried that something bad's going to happen if we don't have him join us. He's just 3 years old. He's a super sweet dog.
Derek, what's going on?
Amy hinted at this, but the family next door, I'm so glad they're moving. They're horrible. They're dirty. They don't take care of that dog. Who knows what diseases that dog has? I'm sure at a minimum it has fleas. It barks all the time. We have a 7-year-old dog, Roxy, who could not be sweeter, but she's scared of everything. She doesn't get along with this dog, you know, when they see each other outside, you know, and we have a leash and they don't. It's just, it's going to be horrible bringing, you know, this filthy creature into our home. I feel bad. You know, I don't wish any harm on the dog. But it is not our place to make this dog.
Well, yeah.
Of course it's not.
Right. Of course it's not the dog's fault. I mean, obviously, if you're telling me that they're dirty, they're neglectful of their yard, and it seems of their own personal hygiene, it seems to bother you, then I'm sure that that translates to the dog, too. They're probably neglectful of the animal. You're right. I mean, it may actually have a couple of underlying medical issues. But overall, if the dog is healthy, you know, bringing another animal in when you have an animal in the house can be tricky. I mean, your dog might not like it, that's for sure, but God, as an animal lover, it'd be very difficult for me to see an animal in need and directly be faced with it, Anna, and not do something about it.
I know. It's a tough, tough call. But what I've realized in the past, and you know I've had to make this decision a couple times about not taking a pet in, and it's killed me, but I mean, overall, I think for the well-being of your sanity and not knowing what you get into, I don't know if you want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, that's the thing, too, is if you don't have the actual time to put in the training because you may need to correct behavior with this animal, then that also becomes a challenge, too. And you're right. You may not have the time nor the resources to do that.
All right. Let's see what the audience has to say. Would you take a shot on this dog knowing that it's got a rough upbringing, but he's a good puppy and you want to give him a good home? Or would you say, listen, not my dog, not my problem? Amy and Derek's neighbors are moving away. That's not the problem. They're actually happy to see them go. He says they're loud, they're sloppy, and he actually called them dirty, which wasn't very nice.
Everybody's got a neighbor like that, though. You know, the neighborhood's better off, right?
So the neighbors approach them because where they're moving, they're not allowed to take their dog. They're not allowed to have pets. And they said, do you want our dog? And Amy wants to take the dog in because she's got a big heart, and she feels like this dog is going to be neglected. And who knows? She knows that they don't treat them well as it is.
Right. It's a young dog. She says, any problems that are with this dog, we can straighten out through training and whatnot. But Derek isn't necessarily convinced. They've got a 7-year-old lab. It's somewhat timid. It's intimidated by this other dog. He just doesn't know whether or not he wants the problem.
Would you take the dog in? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Outstate, take the dog. I don't understand the kind of people who move into a house where they can't take their animal. But definitely take it in. If you can.
That's a very good point, too, is that I'm always bothered by that. I know that people have to make decisions based on finances and stuff like that. But when you make a decision to move into another place without your animal, you probably aren't a parent to that animal anyways.
Right. Well, it lends itself to the type of person. And
right.
Things happen. Of course, things happen. I get that. I mean, remember, I was terrified because my Dakota with my little one with her allergies, I thought she was allergic to the dog. I was like, what was I going to do?
Right.
And then I said I'd figure it out. And then I just figured, yeah, she'll just have hives. So, hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I'm a dog person, too. But what I would suggest to the husband, if he is that much nervous about the condition of the dog, I would just tell the next door neighbor, hey, look, you know, I want to help out, but I need to know what I'm getting into. So maybe we could split a vet bill and I can take him to our current vet, someone I trust, to find out exactly what's going on. So then he could make a sound decision.
And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I think I have to go with the husband because I was in a similar situation where I took a dog from a friend of mine. Dog was a great dog, but then like 3 weeks after I had this dog, it turned on me, attacked me. I wound up in the emergency room. You don't know how this dog is going to react to being around different people.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you. You've got a big heart, and you probably can give a better life to this dog. And Derek, you're going to have to open up and go through the necessary steps to make it happen. This is what life's all about, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, do you have any contests we could win some money for the worm treatment?
Yes, as a matter of fact, coming up at 8:10 with Can't Beat Raven.
You know, family is what family is, right? And they cost what they cost at times. You may end up finding that this dog is the biggest sweetheart. This might be the dog that extends your dog's life for a few more years by bringing it some life, too, or boosts its confidence. But it is going to take some work. In all likelihood, it's going to take some work, Derek, and we're certainly rooting for you there.
Thanks.
And you're silent and thrilled, Amy.
I am so glad. I'm so glad. This dog needs us, and I'm so glad that we can give him the home he needs.
Well, let's start by giving him a bath.
Yeah. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. Couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ron. Good morning, Anna and Raven. How are you?
I'm good, Ron. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, if you ain't out of there, we're going to expel you.
Good luck, Ron.
Yeah. All right, Ron, we got $100 on the line. We gave away $1,000 yesterday. We got to start somewhere, but still a good amount of cash to win. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You've got about 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven can't hear us. He's outside. We're in a soundproof studio. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven, though. You ready to play, Ron?
I am, Anna. Thank you for treating me as a contestant today.
You got it, buddy. Number one, Kelly Clarkson's estranged husband wants $436,000 a month in spousal and child support. Finish these opening lyrics to Since You've Been Gone. Here's the thing. We started out friends. Go ahead.
We started out friends. We couldn't make it, but now it's the end.
Okay, number two. Chef David Chang made history this week after he was the first celebrity to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who currently hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Is it Janet Lynch?
Number three. Forbes released their 30 Under 30 list, and it included Gabby Barrett, Roddy Ricch, and this artist that used TikTok to gain stardom with her song Say So. What artist is that?
It's Selena Gomez.
And number four, Ellen Page came out as trans yesterday and said, my pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. What Netflix show does he currently star?
Was it Juno?
And number five, in an exclusive interview with E!, Kermit the Frog hinted that there may be a reconciliation with Miss Piggy. Who created the Muppets?
Jim Henson.
All right. Okay. You did it, Ron. You did it. Come on, Raven.
How do you do?
Woo! Ron got one.
All right. I mean, you were so pumped. I thought that he did. All right. Let's see how I do.
Number one.
All right, Ron.
Kelly Clarkson, estranged husband, wants $436,000 a month in spousal and child support.
That's why you don't marry your agent, because they know how much you make.
Finish these opening lyrics to Since You've Been Gone. Here's the thing. We started out friends.
It was cool when it was all pretend.
What is it?
It was cool when it was all pretend.
No, it was cool, but it was all pretend.
Oh.
Nope.
Wow, Ron.
Number two, Chef David Chang made history this week after he was the first celebrity to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who currently hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. Number three, Forbes released their 30 Under 30 list, and it included Gabby Barrett, Roddy Ricch, and this artist that used TikTok to gain stardom with her song Say So.
Doja Cat.
Yes.
It's the music list, yes.
Number four, Ellen Page came out as trans yesterday and said, my pronouns are he, they, and my name is Elliot. What Netflix show does he currently star?
The Umbrella Factory.
No, The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, gosh. See,
that
I don't watch it.
Dumb mistake. Dumb mistake,
Raven. Yeah, I don't watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hear it's great, but I tried watching one episode. It wasn't for me.
I watched season one, and I liked it, but not enough to watch season two. Is that weird?
No.
I don't know.
Took that break and didn't come back.
Yeah. Number five. In an exclusive interview with E!, Kermit the Frog hinted that there may be a reconciliation with Miss Piggy.
Okay.
Who created the Muppets?
Jim Henson.
Yep. I'm sorry, Ron. He beat you 3-1 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Boy, I can't be Raven. That was embarrassing. Let him on the phone.
All right. Well,
enjoy that shirt, Ron.
Yeah. Thanks for trying. We appreciate it. Hold on the line. We'll have another shot for you to win tomorrow morning. $200. We'll add another $100 to that jackpot, and I'll have the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one's at noon, second's at 5:30. Coming up next, though, the biggest stressor of the holiday season. You probably will believe what it is, because I think every single one of us are going through it.